You know what? This is Chris Johnson. Social media always really fascinates my ass. I don't really have a problem with social media. Some people bitch about it. Some people aren't on it. Listen, you do whatever the fuck it is you want to do. I'm cool with it. You might even be listening to this podcast on social media. But one of the things that really confuses me about it, I don't have like a big fucking circle of friends on Facebook. You see people with like fucking 5,000 friends. Like I can't even name like 5,000 people. Motherfucker, I can't name like 50 people and I got like 200 friends. So like there's 150 of you out there. Like I'm gonna have to fucking figure out like where I know you from. I may be being a little bit facetious, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about, right? Twitter's the same way. Like I get what I fucking need from it. Same thing with fucking Instagram. Like I'm into all that shit, like fine. But one thing that I fucking love is like when people find my ass and they'll like, you know, they send me the friend request or they'll send me the follow or whatever the fuck. And I'll be like, oh, who the fuck is this? Cause it doesn't happen very often. And then like they're there for like 2 weeks and then they're fucking gone. Or even more interesting to me are the people that like last a couple years before they think like, yeah, you know what, man, this guy, he fucking sucks. I often wonder like, what did you think you were getting into? I get the people who will link to me on social media, send me a friend request, and then after, you know, listening to one podcast or seeing my shtick for a fucking week, think like, this guy fucking sucks. Like, he is an asshole. Like, I want nothing to do with this. Like, there's this one dude, Crazy Gabe. I went to fucking high school with Crazy Gabe. He was a fucking crazy guy, I thought. Not like a crazy guy, like going out and getting fucking like shit-faced and, you know, running down the street with his dick hanging out or anything like that. He just seemed like a fucking wild card. Like, he's a little fucking twitchy. I know what he was gonna say or do. He's fucking harmless. Crazy Gabe found my fucking ass years ago. And, you know, I hadn't talked to him in fucking forever. It's like a typical fucking high school relationship. You know, you fucking know a guy or girl or person in fucking high school. And then, you know, years later, you somehow link up on social media after not fucking speaking. And then like, oh, it's fucking Crazy Gabe. And like, it turned out that he was like really fucking religious. And I thought like, this motherfucker ain't gonna last a fucking day. He lasted a couple days before he was like, yeah, this is fucking Satan incarnate. I can't have that fucking demon known as Chris Johnson polluting my fucking timeline. People like Crazy Gabe I fucking get. Crazy Gabe didn't know what he was getting into. Crazy Gabe thought like, hey, I remember this guy. And then, you know, he got like a little peek. Like, ooh, I didn't remember that, you know? But like sometimes like people will be like linked with me on social media for a long time and then like drop my ass. And sometimes like it'll be like a result of like something I posted or maybe like I'll comment on like one of their photos and they're like, ah, I'm gonna fucking like block this guy or whatever the fuck. Who did you think I was? Like this isn't new behavior. This isn't something that just fucking happened. It's not like I just one day I was like, you know what? I'm gonna completely change my fucking persona. I start like fuck with everybody and being a sarcastic dick. I'll give you a good example. I work with somebody at the fucking insurance call center job. She was a fucking asshole. I didn't really like this person, but we're on the same fucking team. So like, you gotta pretend to be nice, right? You gotta pretend to be nice, old fucking Dexter. She wore these fucking glasses one day and she looked like fucking Dexter from Dexter's Lab. You remember the show on Cartoon Network? She had these fucking Dexter glasses on. I don't even know if she wore glasses, but like she would come in every day with like a different set of glasses on. And one day she had these fucking Dexter glasses on. And I looked at her and I was like, the fuck, it looks like Dexter. But I didn't fucking tell her she looked like Dexter. What I ended up doing was I found a picture of Dexter and I sent it to everybody else on the team except for her. I'd be like, hey man, check your email. We got fucking Dexter right at the end of the fucking, at the end of the row here. And then they'd look at it and they'd laugh, but they wouldn't fucking say anything to her either. And then eventually at one point she found out that was going on. She's like, you were making fun of me behind my back? Well, yeah, I wasn't going to say it to you because I knew you'd react like this. You're no fucking fun. Listen, if I thought you were fucking fun, I'd have told you look like Dexter. We all would have had a fucking laugh. But like, you'd have reacted like a fucking asshole. So I had to just tell everybody. I mean, I didn't have to, but well, no, I had to because it was hilarious. Listen, if something's hilarious, I'm going to put myself on the line here. I'm going to risk you maybe finding out that I fucking did it and deal with this shit. Because look, now this is even funny because everybody was laughing at that. I won twice, but she was still friends with me on social media after that. You know what fucking, you know, pushed her over the edge? It was one of those things where like, you know, somebody graduates from fucking preschool or kindergarten and like the kid's not gonna fucking see it. The kid doesn't see this shit. The kid doesn't have social media, but all these fucking asshole parents will be like, I am so proud of this 4-year-old fucking nerd for, you know, being able to pin the tail on a fucking donkey and walk in a straight line without fucking punching herself in the face. Like she graduated fucking preschool and congratulations, like all this dumb bullshit. Like, listen, be proud of your kid. I'm not saying you can't be proud of your kid, but like the only reason you're posting this is because you want to brag. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it for attention. You're using your kid's accomplishment to get like attention for you. Like that's horse shit. I don't like that shit. And when I see that shit, I'm gonna fucking spring into action. So this fucking kid graduated from like preschool or kindergarten or whatever fucking thing. It was a little kid, right? Whatever the fuck they graduate from. So all these pictures of the graduation. She's like, hey, we're so proud of her. She graduated from fucking preschool. So I commented on the photo and I wrote, she graduated from preschool on her first try? That's something mom never did. God fucking damn it. You know how fucking hilarious it is? I'm making myself laugh right fucking now. You hear the fucking smile in my voice, Ronnie? You fucking hear the smile? You know how fucking proud I was of myself for that fucking comment? My friends list isn't very big and it never fucking changes, so I know the fucking number. I log on like later on and the number went down. I was like, oh, I know what this one is. Then I fucking go and I check it. Then I'm fucking like fucking blocked or some shit. And it just made it fucking funnier. It just made it even fucking better for my ass. I'm fucking showing everybody. I was like, dude, look at this hilarious shit and look at the fucking result. Are you that much of a fucking baby, dude? Yeah, because I really think that you didn't fucking graduate from preschool. Like, you fucking dork. That is addition by subtraction. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I hope you're still my friend. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck else you want it. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You, Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, and I'm on Facebook Timeline.